George Jeffreys woke in time for the lantern moon. George Jeffreys woke in time for the lantern moon at the Doonside Chiang Lai Yuan Chinese Garden again. The moon, when it finally appeared just above the western horizon where all sets, was in truth the colour of a Chinese lantern, red gold, gleamed like precious metal, rounded succulently large, never to forget. It had been the Sunday night of the Lantern Festival, but was now sunrise on the Monday when it came out of its mist, but still it had a faint grey-purple nimbus. Claire asked Corbin, "Can you see the rabbit?" And he could, the bowed shape busy on it. Confucius said, "The mist around it is because this is the year of the yin rabbit, the black rabbit like still receptive water, a deep tide not crashing forward like yang, but going back into its heart to think." "That is what I am like," decided the quiet child Corbin. General Joe joked, "The Americans would think it spied and shoot it." George agreed, and that would either be wrong or right and admit contrivance or weakness. An object up there is not hidden underwater like a Nord Stream. The yin rabbit harbours darkness but is not furtive, does not shift blame. Claire confided to Corbin, "That is what I am like too. I hope I have never shifted blame." Corbin knew about his mother, would have liked to surround her in a grey-purple nimbus, but safe with his child aunts and uncles she had killed. The Duke of Joe said, "The brother that I killed is always with me too. I am his ears and eyes. It is easier in a yin year, softer. What do you believe, when do you believe, Mr. Jeffreys, the Americans will attack us?" George said, "They prepare for within a decade, but I hope their battles in Europe exhaust them before that." The Duke said, "They become wise and send only weapons to Ukraine. They will not need against us." "Nevertheless," said Claire, "you have many more weapons because you did not sign any treaties against the middle range ones. If they go nuclear, you can too. You have spread out your many weapons, but you should not have let them pressure you against controlling COVID. Too many of your grandparents, your frail children, died." The Duke of Zhou was troubled at the auspices of this. Confucius said, "The enemy also carry this curse, but we will reconcile this before them, as it is the year for that, to gather shadows in, and to regret them. The rabbit is also black, with regrets gnawing peacefulness." Corbin, under a luminous palm tree, watched the moon subside behind rose mountains, then imagined it descend in plastic tatters on the lake, but knew it was too strong for that, like something not remembered, like his mother's own first face.